Hey, everybody. It's the Charlie Kirk Show. Trump crushes the Fox Town Hall. We play some tape here, and he is becoming stronger the more they throw at him. Very important episode here. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Subscribe to our podcast. Open up your podcast application and type in Charlie Kirk Show and get involved with Turning Point USA at tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. Start a high school or college chapter today at tpusa.com. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. That is freedom@charliekirk.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Noble Gold Investments is the official gold sponsor of the Charlie Kirk Show, a company that specializes in gold IRAs and physical delivery of precious metals. Learn how you could protect your wealth with Noble Gold Investments at NobleGoldInvestments.com. That is NobleGoldInvestments.com. It's where I buy all of my gold. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com. Remember, you're living through their plan. They meet, they plan, they have a war room, and involved in it is Big Fannie Willis and Alvin Bragg and Jack Smith. And part of the plan was to try to get a very tight primary. And it's been a sleepy primary, hasn't it? Donald Trump has been excellent the last 9 months. He's been excellent. He's been on message. He's been focused. He's been building and consolidating support. Part of the plan was to try to get Ron DeSantis and Donald Trump in this bitter fight. And it just didn't materialize. Again, if we were to say that who were one of the disappointments of 2023, it would be Governor Ron DeSantis. And I'm very, very clear. And I will remain this. I get nasty emails when I say this. He is America's greatest governor. He's done a wonderful job in Florida across the board, and he deserves credit. With that being said, he's been an underwhelming presidential candidate. Underwhelming. Ron DeSantis was supposed to give Trump a run for his money. Now, coming in on Monday, we'll see. We'll see what happens with the Iowa caucus. I'm afraid that bad weather, really cold temperatures. I am afraid that Trump winning by 10 is going to be framed as a loss. We'll get to that. But part of the strategy was that they thought they had psychologically mapped out Donald Trump. The bad guys, the Valerie Jarretts, the Barack Hussein Obamas, the George Soros, the Lorene Powell Jobs, the Reid Hoffmans, they thought that they had mapped Trump. And if you do nothing but read the New York Times and listen to the NPR podcasts, and if you do nothing but look at Trump from the outside, the stereotype about Donald Trump is that he is erratic. There's no discipline. That he is a tyrant. He's kind of like a Kim Jong-un unhinged character. He throws his food on the wall. He demands Diet Cokes at 2 a.m. He has outbursts. He has no self-control. I never understood that from the outside, because the hundreds of times I've spent around President Trump has been the opposite. He's actually very focused. He's not impulsive. He's methodical. Of course, at times he gets angry. We all get angry. But I never bought into this narrative that they would build on Morning Joe and that they would build on the New York Times, that Donald Trump was this unhinged character that never thought things out, that he would be one step away with the nuclear button and get us into something regrettable. Now, this is important, everybody, because they thought, the bad guys thought, they had him mapped. This is, of course, if you never spent time around him. And this is important. They thought that if they could indict him, they could force him into a non-stop impulsive, not instinctive, impulsive 2023 and 2024 presidential race. They thought that they could overwhelm him with lawfare, overwhelm him with legal baggage, and they thought that they could make him the unhinged candidate. And they made a terrible mistake. If you watched the Fox News town hall yesterday and you woke up from a coma and you omit all the legal questions, granted, you take all the legal questions out, and it is Donald Trump just taking questions there. He did not look or sound like a man facing 700 years in federal prison. He was in total control. He was funny. He was self-deprecating. He was magnanimous. He was even gentle. He was personal. He was excellent. He was calm. He was confident. He was measured. In fact, I texted at least 10 people and I said, can you guys watch this to, you know, can I check my own premise here? Are you seeing what I'm seeing? This is the type of Trump that terrifies the bad guys. Terrifies them. They want the impulsive, unhinged Trump that never really actually existed. But they want the Trump that might be righteously indignant. They wanted the Trump there last night who would say, and I'm going to go after this person, I'm going to go after that person. And honestly, he deserves to say that because he's been targeted and lied on and twice impeached. They spied on his campaign. He's got 700 years in federal prison. But Donald Trump, if he remains as he was last night, he is doing exactly what they are afraid of. They're afraid of him being focused, not necessarily taking the bait. They want him to be so angry. They want that. And they want to get the clips and put it on MSNBC and say, oh my goodness, he's so terrible and all this and look at that. No, instead he was funny. He was lighthearted. He didn't take the bait, and he's only going to gain in popularity. They thought they could force a behavioral pattern. They thought they could force him into what we have called on this program, the wounded animal in a corner syndrome, where you're just barking at everything. If you've ever seen kind of a dog that's put in a corner and you got nothing to lose, you everything, you're a hammer looking for a nail. Instead, he looked presidential. And let me just say this. Does the man ever age? Does the man ever age? A couple months ago, I was at Mar-a-Lago before it was opened to the public and had a meeting with President Trump. And he's playing Phantom of the Opera. He loves good music and all that. And I said, Mr. President, I got a question for you. We've known each other for a while, and I'm of great respect of you. How you're facing 700 years in prison. You got, you know, you're about to lose your business empire. And how do you do it? And he said, one answer. Genes. I got great genes. I just said, okay, well, that's a pretty good answer, honestly. And in some ways, you look at him, he looks younger than he did when he was president 4 years ago. They wanted to back him against the wall in a corner, like a wounded animal. Desperate, unhinged, impulsive. And instead, the wall ended up being a staircase. If you're a Democrat operative and you watch that town hall, you are the angry one. And he is the calm, cool, and collected one. And that's not to say that he doesn't have his moments of anger, probably flying back on Trump Force One when he's got 9 missed calls from his lawyers about motions to dismiss and all that. But if you are a Democrat operative, if you're a purple-haired jihadi, if you are a social justice warrior, if you are a Biden elite kleptocrat, and you watched that town hall of Donald Trump just days out from the Iowa caucus, it's demoralizing for you. Because you look at him and you say, we have thrown everything currently. And he looks unfazed. Even if Donald Trump was just playing a game, even if he was just pretending, doesn't matter. He did not show an inch that it was bothering him. As we've said before, Trump is anti-fragile. All the attacks and smears empower him because he doesn't flake, he doesn't crack, he doesn't collapse into a sputtering mess. We've seen, perfectly honest, what happens when Ron DeSantis is up against the wall. He starts bobbling, he starts attacking other people. He's not built for that level of pressure. And that's not a criticism against DeSantis. Trump is a 100, once in a 100, once in a 200 year freak of nature. I'm just going to be honest. Donald Trump is a freak of nature. It is not normal that at his age, he can operate with this pace, at this level, of this kind of opposition. He is an absolute freak of nature, and I mean that in the most positive way, where you could throw all the stuff at him and he looks like he's having more fun than before that. Not normal, not something that you can just create. It just happens. The fortitude, the spine, the perseverance. I couldn't, you couldn't, a random person could not be going through what he's been going through over this many years and smile and be endearing and charming and, ooh, I like that person. We're going to play these pieces of tape. And if you are a Democrat operative and you're watching this and you're just begging, you're hoping that Trump is just going to all of a sudden step up and say, let me give you my Mussolini speech. Instead, he's talking about, we're going to have so much success, we don't have time for retribution. Ooh, that is asymmetrical attack against MSNBC. Hey, everybody. Charlie Kirk here. With each year that passes, the term health goals takes on more and more importance for me. In my younger days, feeling great and feeling healthy was something I took for granted. Now it's become an active goal in my life. This means I do specific things to help me get there. And one of those things I do every day is take Balance of Nature's fruits and veggie supplements. Why did I choose Balance of Nature? So many reasons, but probably one of the most important to me is that they're always made from whole food ingredients. Have you started getting more serious about your health goals like I have? I strongly urge you to check out Balance of Nature. Whether you order online or you call them direct, you must use promo code CHARLIE to get this special offer of 35% off. Call them at 800-2468-751 and use discount code CHARLIE, or order online at balanceofnature.com. Use discount code CHARLIE to get 35% off. That is balanceofnature.com, discount code CHARLIE to get 35% off. So Donald Trump, last evening, had an incredible back and forth with voters. And they wanted to try to make him the bad guys. They throw everything at him. They want unhinged Trump, and instead, they get focused, calm, cool, measured, and he was excellent on policy. He was excellent on policy. Now, Brett Baer and Martha, they did a good job. I got to say, they did a good job. Some of their questions were a little bit scripted from, you know, other forces and stuff. However, the thing that I liked the best is they let Trump talk. CNN never lets that. Trump gave some 5-minute answers, some 6-minute answers. I thought that was excellent. I've always liked Martha. Martha has always been very, very good to me. I think I went on her show well over 50 or 60 times. I really, really like her. I've always gotten along with Brett Baer. They were good last night. They didn't make it about themselves. They let the voters talk. They let Trump talk. They asked firm questions. I would give feedback on one or two different things. Typically, they always want to be the most important part of it, and they weren't. They didn't get in the way. They weren't necessarily, you know, sycophants. I thought they did fine. I just got to be perfectly honest. I thought they did well. I thought Fox produced a good product last night. It was not Caitlin Collins, and it wasn't, and I'm friends with him, Sean Hannity, where it was just all positive. It was a good product. It was interesting. It was, and the way they even asked the opposition questions, I thought were very fair. Again, one or two of them I thought was a little bit too much, but they said, look, this is going to be Joe Biden's vector of attack against you. What is your response? Perfectly fair question. Perfectly fair. And Donald Trump was excellent in this. Excellent. And something I think he has to keep on reminding people is that he was the peace president. Play cut 95, please.
Remember that with phony, Russia, Russia, Russia. I mean, if you look at Ukraine, 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 everything was phony. The Pfizer warrants, the lying to Congress. They had chaos. They were the ones that caused the chaos. We didn't have chaos. We got the biggest tax cuts in history, the biggest regulation cuts in history. I had no wars. I'm the only president in 72 years. I didn't have any wars.
No wars. No wars. The peace president. And there were multiple questions that were thrown at him. And a Democrat operative would have loved to have him take the bait. Let's play another piece of tape here regarding this. Let's play cut 99, when they asked about mass deportations. Play cut 99.
We have millions and millions of people here. It is not sustainable. Did you see in New York City with it getting the regular students out and they're putting migrants in their place, we are going to have the largest deportation effort in the history of our country. We're bringing everybody back to where they came from. We have no choice. We have no choice.
10 out of 10. And I got to be honest, the way he said it was perfect. He didn't raise his voice. He didn't come across. And by the way, the way you say that is just as important as what you say. He didn't come across as mean-hearted. He didn't come across as mean-spirited. He didn't come across as nasty or vengeful. He just came through as very matter-of-fact. I got to compliment President Trump. The way he answered that question was excellent. By the way, he's totally right. It's about enforcing our laws. It is about tradition, standards, and practice. The mainstream narrative that honestly some Republicans parrot sometimes, some suburban type voters, they believe this because it sounds right, but it's not right, is they say that, and Namorata Haley, she repeats this all the time. She says, oh, you know, chaos follows Trump, and the reason not to vote for Trump is no chaos. And Trump's answer was spectacular. And I said, please answer it this way. Please answer it this way. And the answer is very simple. You're living through chaos. The border is chaos. Inflation is chaos. Ukraine is chaos. The transgender stuff is chaos. Biden is chaos. I'm the stability guy. And anything that might be viewed as chaos is because they attacked me. They impeached me. They spied on me. We had a border. We had a great economy. We had rule of law. 10 out of 10 answer. And it's 100% true. Hey, everybody. I know interest rates are not what they were a couple years ago, but I want to give you my perspective. Did you know in 1971, the interest rate for a mortgage was 7.33%? If you waited for the interest rate to go down, you would not have purchased a home until 1993. Renting for 22 years while you waited, in the meantime, the value of real estate quadrupled. Don't wait to buy real estate. Marry the house, not the rate. You could always refinance, everybody. Take advantage of the slower market now, and you can again refinance when rates go down. Once rates start dropping, the frenzy will start all over again. My friends Andrew Del Rey and Todd Avakian are amazing, and they recently helped me with a purchase, and they could help you too. They've been amazing to work with. I can't say enough good things about Andrew Del Rey and Todd Avakian. 888-888-1172 or go to andrewandtodd.com. That's andrewandtodd.com. Look, if you are Gen Z or millennial, you have a little bit of money put aside, it might be the best opportunity to go to andrewandtodd.com and buy a home. Get in the market. Once you're in the buyer's game, you must never leave the buyer game. And again, I encourage you guys to check it out right now. Interest rates, they're signaling that they're going to go down, but don't wait. The price of real estate very well might continue to go up. Go to andrewandtodd.com, andrewandtodd.com. I want to riff for a second here on Iowa, and then I want to go to this ridiculous CNN back and forth. First of all, the aesthetics of the CNN thing was just so cringe. I watched it for maybe 5 minutes, and they're arguing about stuff that Namorata did or didn't do when she was governor nearly a decade ago. It was such an unbelievable waste of time. Like this primary, it's an unbelievable waste of time. And I don't think we should forgive easily the fact that we have deployed hundreds of millions of dollars to get the same outcome that we otherwise would have received. I don't think we should just turn the page and say, oh, you know, this was just fine. I think we should be pretty harsh about it. We should be pretty tough. And I'm going to talk about what that means in just a second. But the CNN town hall is important. But first, the Iowa. If Donald Trump wins by 8 points on Monday, that's a huge success. Iowa is a great place, but it's a tricky political environment. It's very, very tricky. Donald Trump could win anywhere between 5 points or 30 points. The weather is going to be very, very cold. And you never want to be in a place, and this is my piece of feedback to Donald Trump personally, both privately and publicly, you never want to be in a place where if you win, your actual media victory will depend on the margin of victory. That's never a good place to be in. To use a sports analogy, of which we use quite frequently, the DraftKings odds of Donald Trump's victory is they have him as like a 28-point favorite. So if he wins by 15 points, they're going to say, well, you know, Namorata and DeSantis, they beat the line by 13 points. And so I really think the spread, if you will, is way too much. And the media is loving this. So the media is, if it's less than 10 points, if Donald Trump ends up winning by less than 10 points, they're going to frame it as a catastrophic failure. And then that leads us to New Hampshire. And New Hampshire is even more of a tricky type environment because they allow Democrats to vote in the Republican primary in New Hampshire. A little bit more of a moderate disposition. A lot of Bostonites have migrated to New Hampshire. It's not that far out of Boston. A lot of Massachusetts types, a lot of highly educated, upper middle class types that are not huge fans of Donald Trump. They go to New Hampshire. And so you got to be careful. And they're going to try to artificially and synthetically make it seem that it's going to be Nimarata versus Trump. And then what comes after New Hampshire? South Carolina, where Nikki Haley was previously governor. So a lot of this, again, once this thing rolls on and we start getting to Nebraska and Montana and California and Texas, Trump is going to run the table. The question, though, is, and I'm not worried about Trump being in jeopardy to get the actual nomination. That is not my concern. My concern is Trump going to have to spend an extra $20, $30, $50, $60 million unnecessarily jousting it out with Nimarata, with precious resources, precious energy coming into the next few weeks, all about a shouting match about Nikki Haley and Donald Trump? It should be about conserving resources. At this point, it's very, very clear that Donald Trump is going to be the nominee. The RNC barely exists right now. They have no money. There's whispers coming out that they're more dysfunctional than ever. We're hosting our own alternative RNC meeting in the days leading up to it in Vegas. The media wants a horse race. The Democrats want a horse race. They're begging for it. So we have to be very, very careful about the expectations that we set. And secondly, if you live in Iowa and you are a Trump supporter, you absolutely need to show up to the caucus. We need massive turnouts like we've never seen before. It is tempting. And my only piece of feedback that I did not like from President Trump's town hall is stop emphasizing how much you're up in the polls. That's not helpful. Don't do that. Because some people hear that and it's negative 10 degrees or whatever it's going to be in Iowa. And they say, oh, he's going to win. I don't need to go. So that's my only critical piece of feedback to President Trump is that that's not helpful. I know what. Now, on the other side of it, there's an argument to be made that people support winners. And when you say you're up, you actually build more support because why would somebody want to waste a vote on a loser? That is actually proven to also be true. So it's a balance. You want to come across as the front runner, but you also want to create a sense of urgency amongst your rank and file to try to win by as many points as possible and maximize turnout. However, that's not the case in a caucus system typically when it's 10 below zero. And in a caucus system, you can't show up at 10 a.m. You can't show up at 1 p.m. You can't show up at 4 p.m. It's a very specific window of a very specific place where you have to show up. And if you miss that 90-minute window, you're not going to have your vote counted. Caucuses are not like primaries. There's really no ballots. You do it on a back of a piece of paper, a little tear out. You put it into a bucket. They count it right there. It's all right in front of you. There's no like machines or paper ballots or voting early. It's none of that stuff. A caucus system is old school. Politics, honestly, is pretty awesome the way they do it. I'm not even criticizing it, but I'm saying it's a heavy emphasis on energy, heavy emphasis on turnout, heavy emphasis on commitment. And if people think that Trump is going to win by 30, then they might just stay at home. We want to do everything we possibly can to prevent a long, drawn-out primary. We want to do everything we possibly can to try to make this a race in South Carolina unnecessarily. We don't want that. We do not want that. Okay, so I want to play some pieces of tape here. Back, the aesthetics were so terrible of Nikki Haley and DeSantis. But first, I don't know if you know this, but the Republican Party primary really thinned out yesterday because Chris Christie dropped out. Very thinned out. Thinned out. Chris Christie was caught on a hot mic. Pretty important. Play cut 92.
Yeah, I mean, look, she spent $68 million so far, just on TV. Spent $68 million so far, $59 million by DeSantis, and we spent $12 million. I mean, who's punching above their weight and who's getting a return on their investment, you know? And she's going to get smoked. And you and I both know it. She's not up to this.
She hasn't even been
challenged. She's still 20 points behind Trump in New Hampshire, right?
Yeah.
And,
oh, yeah.
And he's still going to carry Iowa, right?
Yes. Always. I talked to DeSantis called me petrified.
Oh, well, that's the best part. We cut it off. He's petrified that he's just going to get obliterated effectively. So Chris Christie drops out and Chris Christie continues. Play cut 93.
I've always said that if there came a point in time, in this race where I couldn't see a path to accomplishing that goal, that I would get out. And it's clear to me tonight that there isn't a path for me to win the nomination, which is why I'm suspending my campaign tonight for President of the United States. I want to promise you this. I am going to make sure that in no way do I enable Donald Trump to ever be President of the United States again. And that's more important than my own personal ambition.
I want you to understand how sick this man is. Instead, he should be saying, I'm going to do everything I possibly can to make sure Joe Biden, the Democrats, won't become president again. Chris Christie is more concerned about Trump not becoming president than a Democrat going to the White House. That's repulsive. Absolutely repulsive. And that's why he's going to keep on going on ABC and NBC. He is controlled opposition. I want you to think about how dark that is. He does this town hall and he says, my top priority is preventing Trump. He very well could say, like, look, I don't like Trump. I don't want him to become president. But above everything else, my top priority is making sure a Democrat does not become president of the United States. Because Chris Christie would prefer 4 more years of Joe Biden versus Donald Trump. The CNN, whatever that was, debate, you had Ron DeSantis and Nikki Haley. And it was just this silly back and forth the entire time. Hundreds of millions of dollars spent between the two of them to try to prop up their campaigns, to try to get them some sort of traction. And it's all been a waste. Imagine if that money was actually spent on critical infrastructure, securing our elections, helping out with ballot chasing, building the machine that we need to win. If Donald Trump is not successful in November, we should hold Ron DeSantis and Nimrata Haley partially accountable. I'm being honest. It's not a popular thing to say. Ron DeSantis is a great governor. He has spent hundreds of millions of dollars. And imagine if Ron DeSantis instead could have come out and realized that the grass is not always greener, that you don't always have to be perpetually and completely ambitious towards everything. In fact, he made a terrible and complete mistake. He could have deployed that money and built up his name ID. Ron DeSantis could have been a hero. He could have been a hero, and he could have come out and he could have said, you know what? I'm going to spend all my money to make sure that the Democrats don't take the Senate. And I'm going to have the Ron DeSantis pack. You could name it after yourself, man. We would have had no problem with that. We would have had you on every show. You could have done a media circuit. You could have just enjoyed the beautiful weather in Florida. You could have raised even more money. You could have raised a couple $100 million. You could have wrote another book. You could have been, you know, my plan for 2024. You could have spoke at all of our Turning Point events. Imagine the lifestyle. You'd be well-received. You deploy these hundreds of millions of dollars. You could have a ballot-chasing army. You could be attacking Democrats. You could be fielding your own roster for 2028. All of that could have been. But he didn't listen to any of us. In fact, Ron DeSantis was too good to come to a Turning Point event. We warned him, and how's it working out for him? Ron DeSantis has burned hundreds of millions of dollars. And we've said this repeatedly, and other people come out and they do all this. If Donald Trump is not successful in November, it'll be partially responsible because we are now 6 to 9 months behind and hundreds of millions of dollars behind. For what purpose? The ego and the vanity of Nimrata Haley, Chris Christie, and Ron DeSantis. And that's a tragedy. It's not insurmountable. The sooner they drop out, the better. Okay, Kirk fans, I need you to stop and pay attention to this. If you deal with exhaustion, brain fog, mood swings, or food cravings, if you're constantly getting sick or simply lack the zeal you used to have in life, then I have some news for you. A while back, I found a liquid supplement called Strong Cell, and it changed my health in a very profound way. I take it every single day. Look, I knew I had to partner with them. I did the research, Google, and look up online what happens when you mix NADH with CoQ10 and marine collagen. It's simple. Every area of your body has cells. So if your cells are healthier, then you will also be healthier. You don't have to take my word for it. Listen to one of these testimonials. After taking Strong Cell for 6 weeks, I found improvement in many areas, less shoulder pain, improved mental clarity, increased natural energy, and so much more. I'm thankful that Charlie Kirk recommended this to his listeners. Rebecca says, I absolutely love Strong Cell. At first, I didn't think it would make much of a difference for my chronic fatigue, depression, and anxiety, but I thought I'd give it a chance. I've tried to find depression meds for 10 years, and since you used Strong Cell, I'm feeling better than I ever have on depression medication. Customer for life. Thank you, Charlie Kirk, for recommending this product. So there it is. You've heard from me directly and some of the users who have seen their lives changed by Strong Cell. I personally recommend taking it every day for at least 30 days. I take it every day before I go on the air, and it's helped me in more ways than I can even name. Each of our bodies is very different, so I would recommend you give the supplement at least 2 to 3 months to see the changes in your body. Go to StrongCell.com and learn more for yourself. That's StrongCell.com/Charlie. And don't forget to use discount code Charlie at checkout to get your special 20% discount for Kirk listeners. Or you can call 888-596-0155 to order over the phone. That is 888-596-0155 or visit StrongCell.com/Charlie. All right, I'm going to try to connect different parts here, and you're going to have to indulge me. The greatest college football coach of all time announced his retirement yesterday. Nick Saban, without a doubt, the GOAT, the greatest of all time. He has more national championships in the modern era than any other coach. I think he might have the most ever. It's close to, this is all in the BCS college football playoff era. So it's different pre-2001. But I think Bo Schembechler, Woody Hayes, I think they pale in comparison to the amount of national titles that Nick Saban got. What he was able to accomplish was unprecedented. He is without a doubt the greatest of all time, especially in a highly competitive college football landscape. So I'm a big college football guy. It's my one indulgence. I understand the contradictions. I think college is a scam. I get it. I own it. It's the one thing that I focus on that is a release, that is non-work. I love football. I happen to love college football. I love all the drama, the pageantry, the tradition, all that stuff. Okay, so I get this alert. Dun-dun-dun, dun-dun-dun, you know, the ESPN alert. And it says, Nick Saban retiring. And again, as being a huge Oregon Ducks fan, I say, oh my goodness, they're going to try to poach the Oregon Ducks coach, who just happens to be amazing. He's a Christian. He works his tail off. He's young. He's high energy. He's done a great job so far at Oregon, and he's ascendant. And my suspicion was initially right, and the internet explodes, right? They're saying, oh, Dan Lanning's in Tuscaloosa, and he's going to leave, and the grass is always greener. And it is so rare, and this is why I wanted to say this, and it ties into the DeSantis thing. It is so hard to find sometimes somebody that checks the temptation that the grass is always greener. And to be perfectly honest, it takes a serious amount of integrity and discipline to say, I'm going to turn down being the front runner for what is considered to be the throne of college football. This is the king, the GOAT, Nick Saban. And by all public reports, Dan Lanning could have had the job if he wanted it. The Alabama blogs were all leaking stuff, and they said they'll pay his $20 million buyout and all of that. And the humility and the commitment, because this is how it works in college football. The same thing in politics. Most of them are all liars. These coaches, I'm not going anywhere, and I have a commitment to Oregon State University, ends up leaving. I have a commitment to this, ends up leaving. And it's so common to find that. Same thing with Ron DeSantis, by the way. Ron DeSantis, I have a commitment to all this, ends up burning hundreds of millions of dollars. It is so hard to find. And I was on edge because of all these reports. I said, man, Dan Lanning being the coach of Oregon, he's a family man. He's a fighter. He works hard. He's huge integrity. His players love him. He's a great recruiter. Is he the guy that we think he is? Or is he just going to do the typical thing where he says, I'm here to stay at Oregon, and boom, he gets on a jet and goes to Tuscaloosa and signs a $50 million contract? And so he just posted this video, which I just got to brag on this. And forget that the fact I'm an Oregon Ducks fan. It's just so hard to find somebody who does what they say he's going to do to resist the temptation that the grass is not always greener. Alabama wanted him. They were doing a full court press. He could have made $50 to $60 million. And instead, he posted this today. Play cut 108.
Four. Who has goals and aspirations? Raise your hand up. All right, everybody got goals and aspirations. You know how you get those? You be the best where you're at. If that's how you reach goals and aspirations, that's how great things happen. It's not about worrying about the next thing. It's about worrying what's right in front of you, 6 inches right in front of your face. I want to remind you guys what that means. You guys just got here, don't know, right? But it means something to be an Oregon Duck. Everybody makes what? They all make commitments to things that they're going to do. A lot of starters, the world doesn't have a lot of what? Finishers. We're finishers.
I want to be here in Eugene for as long as Eugene will have me. This place has everything that I could possibly ever want. There's a little bit of a problem in society today with people looking for what's next and where there's an opportunity. And the reality is, you know, the grass is not always greener. In fact, the grass is damn green in Eugene.
Now, why do I play that? I just think that is worth bragging on. I think it's worth celebrating. And it's so different than what DeSantis would have done. DeSantis could have been like Dan Lanning. I have something great in Florida. I have a war chest. I made commitments that I'm here to defeat the Democrats. That blind ambition is not actually always the best choice. You think about it, you know, Saban the GOAT, Trump, on, you know, how can you fill those shoes? What can you do? And it's so hard to find. He made the right choice there in DeSantis now. Hundreds of millions of dollars spent and wasted. Everyone is mad at DeSantis for leaving Florida without a governor. It's complete and total bedlam. And his approval ratings are down and people aren't happy with him. Imagine alternative reality, I want you to say. DeSantis could have said, boy, I was thinking of running, but it just doesn't feel right for me. And I'm going to spend every dollar to defeat Joe Biden and raise more money. And we'll have the Ron DeSantis pack in Georgia, Ron DeSantis pack in Arizona. And I'm going to write another book and we're going to do cable news stuff and we're going to govern Florida. And the grass is not always greener. I might not like everything Trump is doing, but we have to build the party. He would be a hero, and those hundreds of millions of dollars would be preciously deployed right now. Instead, he has left us in a weaker position for what? For what? Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening, and God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.